Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Human beings were not meant to sit in little cubicles staring at computer screens all day.
I feel so cooped up in this place.
Okay, but remember, serpentine!
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 Could you repeat that last part?
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The general election isn't until November and you're already depressed. The flood of political ads hasn't even started and you're nauseous. Well, now there's Primary Electo Poly Decepta Fake Kiss My Ass, They All Suck Amine. Primary Electo Poly Decepta Fake Kiss My Ass, They All Suck Amine takes the edge off of the political season so you can function when Trump, Clinton, Cruz, or Sanders supporters start yammering in your face. Primary Electo Decepta Fake Kiss My Ass, They All Suck Amine may not be for everyone. Side effects include rolling your eyes, yawning, vomiting, explosive leakage, digging out your own eyes with a claw hammer, committing Harry Carey, and the propensity to drink yourself into a coma. Talk to your lobbyist about Primary Electo Poly Decepta Fake Kiss My Ass, They All Suck Amine. Ask for it by name.
Oh my God, could we have like a barrel or two of it? Lisa Durden, good evening.
Good evening, how are you, John Lobertini?
John Lobertini? He's not here yet, it's just Drex. He's coming over here to talk about politics.
I'm sorry, this Drex.
Why did you think it would be John Lobertini?
I don't know. I'm just making up stuff. I thought it would just, you know, bring out some entertainment.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, hi, Drex. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
People call me Whitney Houston. I don't care.
It's all good. I would say, what are you smoking? But I know you don't.
I don't smoke. Not yet. When I get 80, I'll give it a try.
Well, there's always time and there's always hope. I open with that parody about the presidential race, if you're sick of it. And I just read this medical report yesterday that they were talking about people who find themselves totally immersed in this presidential election are, of course, filling themselves with more anxiety and finding themselves more depressed. And they're running to doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists. And I understand why, because if you watch this stuff all day long...
Well, here's the thing. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Why are people dogmatic about politics? It's up there with religion. I'm not dogmatic about politics. Politics is a necessary evil, yes, but I'm not dogmatic. I don't talk about it over dinner. I don't feel like if my friends don't vote for the same people I'm voting for, that I'm no longer their friend. If I have a friend, which I don't, that decides to vote for Donald Trump, I'm still their friend.
Right.
I don't care because guess what? My voting rights don't have anything to do with another person's right to vote. I don't have to agree with your selection. And there have been many people who have voted for someone different than me, and the person won and my person didn't, and vice versa. What is the problem? This is not groupthink. We don't live in a homogeneous society where we all think alike and live alike and act alike. That's all over. Did you all forget that, you know, we're diversity? Do you know the definition of the word? Can you look it up? Google it.
808-0810 is the number. Yeah, but, you know, I think that at least for me, and I know you follow pop culture like I do.
Yes,
a lot of it's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, right out of the box tonight. Let me play you the Trump cut talking about Ted Cruz. Didn't you love it? Didn't you love it over the weekend when the Enquirer came out with Ted Cruz's thing? A hooker, a teacher, and co-workers, 5 romps that will destroy Ted Cruz. I mean, you know, I just, when you're checking out at the Safeway and you see this garbage, it's like hitting the jackpot. I mean, honest to God. So
you wouldn't, Drex, be in business if you didn't have these kinds of these miscreants doing these things. You just need it to survive.
But
it's
just
giving you your check.
I know, right? It's cha-ching. That's exactly, you know, it's funny because I took a picture of it with my iPhone. I was thinking, you know, that's right. I'm not into the deep analysis of it, but I love the circus of it all. Yeah. So
especially with the Republicans, it's really Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, it really is. But we'll get to the Democrats, too, okay. because we've got our juice on the other okay. side. So this is tonight's town hall in Milwaukee. Started with it was something civilized, and of course the Donald was asked about the Ted Cruz. You know, what do you think about him, Ted Cruz, sending the first salvo with the picture of Melania, and then you putting up the dual picture of Melania versus Ted Cruz? This is what Donald had to say. Okay,
after saying that you were going to spill the beans about Heidi Cruz, you retweeted an unflattering picture of her next to a picture of your wife.
I thought it was a nice picture of Heidi. I thought it was fine.
Come on.
I thought it was fine. She's a pretty woman.
You're running for president of the United States.
Excuse me. I didn't start it.
Okay, that's,
I didn't start it.
But, sir, with all due respect, that's the argument of a five-year-old.
I didn't start it. No, it's not the,
yeah,
no, it's
the argument of a five-year-old is
excuse
he started
me. You
it.
Would say that. That's the problem with our country.
Every parent.
That's the problem with our country. We keep, ragging away on each other's wives. Yeah, that's some shade. I mean, seriously.
I think it's so lowbrow
yeah.
for Donald Trump, or for that matter, any politician, to drag the wives and their children into their battle and then kind of like, you know, say they're ugly or the kid is crazy. I mean, we've had it happen here and there in before. But, like, that's really a low blow. That's lowbrow, trying to insinuate your wife is ugly or, you know, it's just so low. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, all is fair in love and war. You can't prevent someone from doing that. But I do agree, like, wives and kids should be.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah, but you know, okay, so Ted Cruz didn't start it, but one of his super PACs did, which makes me believe very much that he knew about it, you know, and all of these romps. And then I the biggest kick I got out of this over the weekend on Friday was, you know, I'm sitting here as this is all developing, and he calls him a sniveling coward, and then he says, you know, I wouldn't capitulate with you if you're a rat, and I don't know what the hell that meant. But what does that mean? I don't know what it means, Ted Cruz. But I kept thinking, you know, he's blaming Donald Trump. And then while I was on the air, the story broke from the Daily Beast that it was probably some of Marco Rubio's allies who leaked it.
Right. And see, that's the thing. When you're talking about politics, it's very dirty.
Right, of course. Yes.
So
it's going to be.
Here's how you can avoid those mistakes, or I'm going to call them that just for argument's sake. Why don't we try to stick to the platform? So that you won't make the mistake to think who started that or not. Why are you responding whether Rubio started it or Cruz started it or, you know, Oprah Winfrey started it? I mean, if you stick to a race about the platform and what you're going to do, that won't happen. But, you know, that's just too, like, right. You know what I mean?
No, you're right on about that. And it was very interesting, I thought, tonight when CNN aired this, and we aired it right here on KGO, that they put Kasich at the end. I thought, well, there goes the audience, because he's the only guy that makes sense. You know, they should have put Kasich in the middle. He should have been the second hour. And and listen to some voice of reason, because as far as I'm concerned, with these three candidates, he is the voice of reason.
Let me tell you something. Is it Ted Koppel? I think it's Ted Koppel. Ted Koppel. It was a great clip that Ted Koppel was being interviewed by Bill O'Reilly. Did you see that?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Ted Koppel is one of the most respected newsmen in the
ABC,
business.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when Lisa Durden says that there's no content to Donald Trump, when Lisa Durden says Donald Trump is talking about absolutely nothing, when Lisa Durden says that Donald Trump just says the same old thing over and over again, he's not answering any questions. He's just making statements. He never answers questions directly. He doesn't even answer questions. When Lisa says it, you know, people write on Twitter. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Lisa R. Durden. They say, you know, why would you bring that dumb girl on the show and whatever. Okay, when Ted Koppel says it, now what, bitches?
He was Nightline in your right line.
Oh,
okay.
Hello.
Well,
you know what?
Just saying. Yeah.
I like that me and Ted Koppel, we don't think alike. We're just stating the facts.
Right on. Let me take a break when we have fun. And I know that you like to have fun with stuff. So we're going to go to, oh my God, Don Lemon and Omarosa. How about that one?
Ah!
Yes.
That's my girl.
Here we go. We're going to crank it up next with Lisa Durden on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We're talking it out with Lisa Durden. Yes, as we do every Tuesday night on the Drex Radio Show. And, well, we just came off of another town hall, but we're talking about all things fun. So Don Lemon, CNN, yes. Don. Yes. I don't know. should I ask you your ass opinion before we even get to it?
No, go. This will be good conversation when you come back from it.
Okay, so Don Lemon had Omarosa from The Apprentice on his show Friday night. Yes. Ask her a question about Donald Trump's tweet about Ted Cruz's wife. She tries to dodge the question. Take a listen to this.
Omarosa.
Hi, Don.
You first.
Hi, Don.
This Twitter war between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz this week was over the top, really. What's your opinion of the retweet of the Heidi Cruz and Melania Trump pictures?
Well, I don't think we should start there. We should start with the fact that a super PAC that supports
No.
I want to know
Donald what your opinion
Trump's
is.
Wife.
I'm not going to let
and,
you do that.
And Don, let
I'm
me
not
going to
let you
I'm
do that.
Answer
I'm
that.
Omarosa, stop.
I'm going to answer that.
Omarosa,
let me tell
Omarosa,
you,
Omarosa stop.
Wife,
Omarosa.
He's going
okay,
to come back
stop.
For you.
Everybody, cut the mic. Everybody. We're not doing that. I want everyone on this panel to answer the question directly, then I will let
but you. You can ask questions, but you can't answer them, Don.
Okay.
You can ask them, but I have to answer
okay,
them.
Okay, we'll be right
I'm
back.
Not
we'll
be
right back.
I will.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The other girl's like, I'll answer. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, now people are going to say, Lisa, you know, are you talking out of both sides of your neck? It will be yes. While I don't support Donald Trump as the candidate, and I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump as the candidate because I'm not because I'm a Democrat, because I've voted outside of party before, I happen to love Omarosa.
Yes, you would.
Although I know that Omarosa was there as the representative of Donald Trump.
Well, she's such a wise ass.
Oh, shit. No, but see, people don't understand something about Omarosa. She's smart as hell.
Oh, my God. I know that. Yeah.
She's smart as hell.
You can still
be
a wise ass and be smart.
No, right. But I'm just saying she's not just a wise ass for the sake of being a wise ass. She's got an extremely high IQ. She's very well versed in politics. She worked for the White House before she was in The Apprentice. So she is, you know, she's qualified, bona fide, and justified. Now, here's where I can see both arguments. First of all, do you ever see Don Lemon on the Hot Talk panel on Wendy?
No, with Wendy
Next,
Williams.
Don
no,
Lemon,
I haven't seen Don Lemon do that.
Don
no.
Lemon, don't dish some shit you can't take. When you're on the Hot Talk panel with Wendy and they have a topic, I've seen him say, well, no, the issue here is, Wendy, it's not that, but it's this. That's in essence what she did. So I can't stand journalists like him who feel like they run things and control things, but you want to bring me into the fold like how you and I are talking. You can't invite me into your home and tell me don't breathe. You don't get to tell me how to breathe when you invite me into your home as a guest. So don't sit there and invite me in and say, make yourself at home and then try to control me. That's a problem. So what he should have done, if he wasn't a brat and a control freak and a baby, because she would get ready to hit him hard, let her say, we should go here first, and let her fully flesh out the point.
Well,
then you can come back with something else.
I think his thing is he's insecure as hell as compared.
He's insecure as hell.
Yes. What, because he's no Anderson Cooper.
Not at all. Anderson, I'm glad you brought that up. Anderson Cooper would never have done it to Omarosa. Anderson Cooper would have let her answer the question the way she wanted to answer it. Everyone knows that political kinds of topics, people ain't really answering questions directly, Donald. No politician does that, Don Lemon. So why would you think Omarosa, who's there to represent Donald Trump, would do it directly? So come on, you reel her in. You be a journalist and you do your job. Oh, you need to be. You can't do your job, boo. But your boy Anderson Cooper would have just let her do it and said, "But no, here's what I say." That's how he rolls. He's a journalist. What are you, just some kind of talking head?
Well, remember when he was holding up the flip cards during all the Black Lives Matter and everything that was going on in Ferguson, and he put the word Negro up there, you know? And I just thought, dude, you're just playing this. What are you doing?
Yeah. So I don't respect that about him. He can't, he's a bootleg journalist. That's all I can say. You scared of Omarosa, Boo? Are you scared of Omarosa?
Am I? No.
No,
I think
not you, meaning you. I'm saying him.
As
I'm looking at the video, I'm literally screaming at the TV. Are you scared of Omarosa? Are you scared of her?
He is probably intimidated by her. That's
correct.
Her thing. This is why her and Donald get along so well, because they
thing.
Can be
this
bullies. Yes.
You know that's her thing. She's never hid it from anybody. Why did you invite her on, you punk?
Oh, yeah. Well, to get ratings, because she would do exactly what she did. Hey, by the way, you're going to love this. So here's the follow-up. Some paparazzis ask Omarosa, walking through the park in New York, what she thought about Don Lemon. Listen to this.
Hey, I'm Rosa.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, were you offended when Don Lemon told you to cut the mic off?
No, because he's a drama queen. That's queenish behavior.
It's queenish behavior?
Yeah.
Do you think he might have been warranted for it? I mean, I don't think he's pro.
No, he's just right. Unprofessional. He's not a journalist. He's, you know, an amateur.
So, do you have any advice on how to deal with, do his job better or become a little more diplomatic?
Stop being such a queen.
Stop being such a queen from TMZ. Yeah.
Exactly. I said the same exact thing. He's not a journalist. Stop being a drama queen. You know, handle your scandal and stand up and do what you've got to do. And then what makes me so angry, how many times has Don Lemon interviewed politicians who talk in circles or anybody for that matter, but you hung up on the black woman? That's another thing I can't stand about black people. You know what? We have the right to be as aggressive as white folks. You just take it, you bastard. I got so mad because a black man told her to shut up. One of your own. But we keep saying, oh, diversity. When we stop treating each other like crap, then maybe white folks stop treating us like crap. How many times have people disagreed with Don Lemon on the show or a politician didn't ask a question? Did you say, shut up, shut up, just answer the question. Don't do it like that. Goodbye. He's never done that before. But you did it to Omarosa?
That's
really?
A good point.
Drama queen?
Yeah, you're right.
Pissing me off.
You're right. That's a very good point.
I have a local talk show. It's very local. I'm trying to blow up. But I have a talk show. I would never treat a black person any differently than I treat any person. As a matter of fact, because I know that we're normally not respected, I'm going to be mindful of how I treat you more than I would normally because you don't get the respect.
Well, yes. I mean, if he – and I totally agree with you. And see, this is why you're so enlightening – Lisa Durden, because if that was the way he rolled and he would do that to everyone when they deserve it, then yes.
Exactly.
But when, you're right. Yeah.
Now, if there's a producer in your ear prompt, which I've used them before, and the producer says, hang up on the bitch, I would be like, no, I ain't. I wouldn't do nothing. So are you sitting there? Because I have been in situations where I've worked for people as a host and they want me to do something. I'm not doing it. Make me do it.
Oh, right. Well, I've dealt with that also. Yeah, I mean, you know, people are always screaming in your ear. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and telling you, oh, hang up on. I'd have been like, I would have just kept on doing what I was doing. So that, like, you're just really bitch-ass. That's all.
All right. We're going to take a break when we get back. There was a fight on The View about Ted Cruz. Oh. And then we're going to get to Hillary and Bernie and Dancing with the Stars and...
Oh.
Charlie Sheen.
Dance with the Stars.
Oh, I know you want some, so I'm going to give it to you. And then one of Charlie Sheen's former goddesses is warning other girls not to do porn.
Winning.
Winning. Not so much. Not when you turn 30.
Yeah
there's that. All right. Yeah. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa Durden on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
What voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Steady hands start to shake for the hurt you can't take, 'cause it's done, she is gone, long gone. Not enough whiskey in the world tonight.
Not enough whiskey in the world tonight. Do you know who that is? That is Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh,
yes, from his first
upcoming
country albums, Down in a Hole. Yeah, well.
Yep, he has a band. I forgot about his band. Yeah, he's good.
Well, they kicked him to the curb on 24. You know, they got some young dude in there. So, you know, that's his thing.
You know, listen, don't cry for him, Argentina. He ain't broke. Shut up.
I'll try not to. Okay.
Although I love him, but I mean, please, get out of the way and move on. Let some people who need to eat get that check. You are so rich. Just go chill out on a boat somewhere or a yacht and have your funky feet up and have a couple of models drink, popping champagne and, you know, licking your toes. I don't know what you need to be doing.
I know what everybody else needs to be doing. They need to call us now because I'm going to give some tickets away. Pardon me for a second.
While I whip this out.
Oh, we're going to whip it out right now. I've got your chance to win a pair of 3-day passes to the Stagecoach Country Music Festival. If you're caller number 10 right now... to the KGO contest line at 415-995-6810. That's 415-995-6810. The Stagecoach Country Music Festival takes place April 29th through May 1st at the Empire Polo Club in Indio. Artists include Leanne Womack, Little Big Town, Eric Church, Sam Hunt, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and more. All right, so check it out. We'll take caller number 10, 415-995-6810. Well, there we go. We took care of the business. All right, let's take care of this business. I bet you didn't even know about this yet, this San Francisco State thing, unless I guess we forwarded it to you. Lisa.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
The San Francisco State investigating the confrontation over the white man's dreadlocks.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know about that.
Okay, I'm going to play the audio because this is just happening today. So this will be a big deal tomorrow because we just looked and it's going super viral all over the country and the world. Okay, so a San Francisco State University student and the university itself said today it was investigating an incident captured on video in which a black woman confronted a white man on campus for wearing dreadlocks, saying, you can't have my hairstyle because of your culture. And the white guy said, "Wine," and the black chick said, "Because it's my culture." And let's take a listen. Here we go.
You're saying that I can't have a hairstyle because of your culture? Why?
Because it's my culture.
Do you know it was in Egyptian culture? Are you Egyptian? No, but I'm not.
Are you Egyptian?
No, but doesn't matter.
Wait, where's Egypt? Tell me.
You know what?
Where's Egypt?
Dude, go. You have no right to tell me what I can wear. Huh?
Where's Egypt?
Yo, girl, stop touching me.
Yo, girl, stop touching me right now.
Come back. Get off of me.
Come back. You put your hands on me.
That's difficult to hear.
Let's get some shit with me. What the hair I have? That's no reason, yo. I don't need your disrespect.
Why are you filming this?
Just for everyone's safety.
For everyone's safety. Safety, it reminds me of Emery. Okay, so can white people wear dreadlocks?
Well, they do.
Well, they do. Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yes. I don't think when it comes to hairdos, whose permission do we need?
She must be smoking that new K2, that new weed, because she sounds ignorant. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't feel like this anymore, but I have had times where I thought, why y'all always stealing our stuff? Why are you always stealing our language and our dance and our music and our hairstyle? So those things have crossed my mind, not because I feel like you can't, but because when I did it, you fired me for it. Now, when you say it's good, it's okay. So, and we have known of that. When I would wear, black women couldn't wear braids to work in 1970-something. From 1990 and before, we could not go to work like that. Black men couldn't go to work in dreads. So if you did, you got fired. So now when the white man says it's good to wear dreads, it's all good. So that would be where my thought process was. But in terms of the racist society, but individual white people, I'm not going to sit there and walk up to an individual white woman with braids and say, girl, why you got on braids and beads? I didn't go to, you know, when they did, you know, the movie 10, and the actress had cornrows to the back. Now she's a 10.
Bo Derek, yeah.
Bo Derek.
Right.
I'm not going to walk up on some white kid who's sagging and he's rapping to say, you taking my music. So, yeah, this has been going on. If anybody black, you know, wanted to fight and argue with every white person who took our culture, our look, our song, our swag, we would be dead. The fight would never end because you do it all the time. Girl, calm down. I've gotten to the point in my life where when I see that, I just look at that as a compliment. They say, like, imitation is the highest form of compliment or something.
Right,
like that.
Yes, a flattery, yes.
Flattery or whatever. So, like, you know, that's where you've got to take your mind because this white man wasn't thinking that deeply about the dreads when he got the dregs. You understand?
No. I mean,
he's,
you know, it's just
that. He likes dreads.
He's 20 or 21 years old and he wants dreads. What the hell?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And
right.
Then
he's not thinking that deeply about that. She sounds crazy.
Okay, then the Emory University thing where, you know, well, this is a safety-free zone from chalk and, you know, people were writing Donald Trump 2016 and we had to call in the counselors because people were terrified. What about all of that? Now, today it was the reverse. People were writing Feel the Burn all over the place.
Yeah, Feel the Burn.
Yeah, Feel the Burn. And it seems like it all figured itself out. I mean, you know, I don't think these college kids need to be coddled. If chalk's the worst thing that's happening, then we're doing all right.
Like, yeah. Like, we cannot legislate every little political faux pas that might make another group feel a certain way and all of that. You know, it's on and popping, and that's it. So you're going to have those folks that say Feel the Burn. You're going to have folks that, you know, do the Donald Trump thing. Like, you just got to let it be. If it's not killing someone or, you know.
But that whole thing where it was hate speech and all of that, and we need counseling because we don't feel safe and we feel like it's a KKK rally, that seemed really.
No, that, right. That's the point.
That's
you know,
too much.
But it wasn't a KKK rally. That's
no, it wasn't. It was Trump 16.
Right. So
yeah.
It wasn't a KKK rally.
No.
So, you know, what it seems like to you or what it makes you feel like, but it wasn't it. It's like a man. I was on this show called Unfiltered on Newsmax, and this white guy who was sitting next to me said, I'm so tired of you shoving your race down my throat, you know, because every time you come on the show, you want to talk about how you're black. I said, because you keep coming, and I said to the host, because you always come in for black topics. If you come in for other topics, I can discuss those too. But since the topic is about black and race, I'm just letting you know being black is not a problem. I'm not shoving anything down your throat. It's not a problem. This is not... You know, I'm not like the KKK saying I'm black and therefore you're being burned at the cross. So, like, stop. So, like, I have a right to say something about whatever, and it's not bothering you unless it's, of course, directly bothering you. You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm saying something like, you know, Jewish epithets or racial epithets or saying something negative about gays, then that's different. But if I make you feel bad because I say black, that's your problem. If you feel uncomfortable because I say I'm black, then that's my point.
Well,
you and I went at it
last week about Bill Clinton. I don't think he's a racist. Yeah. You think he is? Okay,
I
so
do.
Well, I don't. And but I said so, and you know we're still friends, and it's still good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that you're capable of talking. You know that's a stupid, asinine thing for him to have said. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so like me saying that. Did you like even me saying that? Does it mean, Lisa, you know, what you just said is makes me feel like this is the KKK? Like, really?
Yeah. Okay, so we can't talk about Charlie Sheen and his goddesses or Dancing with the Stars because we're not going to talk black and race.
Exactly.
Except we're going to, and we're going to do that next anyway.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right, that's next on the Drex Radio Show with Lisa Durden on KGOA 10.
Tap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I got them heavy boobs, dance like dying stars. I got them heavy boobs, I can't run real far. Let me break down what I just said. Each of my double D's has the volume of a toddler's head. Now be sniffing by my boobies, they look super flying shirts. But if I swung them in your face, you'd be like, oh my God, that hurts. I'm blind, holy crap, I literally can't see. I have permanent retinal damage. I'm suing you and your heavy boobies.
Heavy boobs,
heavy
boobs,
boobs. Heavy
like
boobs. That's from last night's episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, new song from Rachel Bloom, heavy boobs. Who doesn't like heavy boobs? Lisa.
Hello?
Bird. Hello, yes, heavy boobs.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry about that. What did you say?
I was playing heavy boobs last night.
Yeah,
from Rachel Bloom. And I'm glad I don't. Okay, so let's have some fun here. Let's talk about some Charlie Sheen. Yes, winning. Not so much. So remember when Charlie Sheen was completely off the rails and keeping goddesses at his mansion? Well,
yes.
One of them was porn star Brie Olsen. And yes. While she seemed to be having fun and a blast at the time, her life kind of sucks now at 29. And this is what she has to say.
Yeah. When I go out, I feel as if I'm wearing slut across my forehead. The names that people have called me, it's as if you could take out those names and print them and put a ribbon around my whole body of all the names and things that people say to me on the internet. That's how I feel when I walk outside the door. So I have really gotten to the point where they're... are days to weeks at a time where I don't leave my house because I don't feel like facing the world. People treat me as if I am a pedophile. They don't treat me like an ex-sex worker. I send a very strong message to young girls, don't do porn, because as much I understand it, you want to embrace your sexuality, you want to say, screw the man, screw whatever, like, I can do what I want with my body. You think that you're a teenager, it's fine, you're making money, and that's the truth. It is, and there's nothing wrong with porn, but how people treat you for the rest of your life, it's not worth it.
And there you have it. That's not winning.
That's not winning. Yeah, you know, I felt sorry for her, and I know that for a fact that is true, because, I mean, let's face it, women and our sexuality is always scrutinized, even when we're not doing porn. If you're the side chick, you're called the side chick. If you have several lovers and you can't count them on one hand, you're called hoe, skank, trick, hoochie. These are the names, hoes, that they call us around sexuality. So if a regular woman who isn't turning tricks for a living or who isn't selling her body on camera is called these names, imagine if you're a sex worker and you are trying to now transition. She's having a harder time transitioning into regular society and being respected than a murderer from prison. Charles Manson getting out, please don't let him ever get out, but Charles Manson getting out would get a job quicker than her and be respected, would never have to face scrutiny in that way.
Well, because she set herself up with Charlie Sheen, and she was being, you know, well, she was living the high life, literally, and, you know, figuratively,
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, Drac?
Mm-hmm. At the time, it seemed like the right thing to do. You know what? At the time, it probably seemed like a fun thing to do, but there's ramifications and consequences for all these actions, you know?
No, but only for the woman. Charlie Sheen faced no consequences.
Well, he has HIV. Yes, he has an...
I get that part. That could be her, too. She could have HIV, too. But I'm saying in terms of his career, that's a separate thing with diseases. A whole lot of folks have diseases and work every day. She, if she has a disease and she can't work, imagine that.
I understand. You know what? Actually, I when I heard that, the first thing that popped into my head is she sounds depressed and she needs some help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's think about this sex thing in America. You know what's so interesting? It's a contradiction. Everybody, wink, wink, watches porn, but they want to act like there's something wrong with them. Well, why do you watch them? Why do you feel like she can't be around kids? Is she raping children? So the very thing that you consume, you don't respect. Especially men, because most of the jobs we get still today or most of the opportunities we get still today have to come from a man or a male-dominated, male-centric, misogynistic society.
Okay, and I agree with that. And by the way, so maybe she might want to get out of Los Angeles. That might help. Quite frankly,
again,
I mean, if I met someone named Bree Olson, I would not think she was one of the goddesses unless somebody reminded me.
Right.
Just
so maybe she needs to change a venue. I mean, I don't know. But once again, back to my point, why she got to change venue? How come Charlie didn't have to change venue? It's still all along the line of the same crap. We are not treated with respect when it comes to sex equal to men. We are somehow, we're sexually satisfying the very people who jeer at that. So then why do you want us to satisfy you? And I'm a sex worker.
All right, let's dance with stars. Geraldo starts his routine with a lame Trump impression. Let's take a listen.
Vladimir, hi, it's Donald. That was huge. It was huge. Hey, Vlad, could you hold on for a second? Melania.
It was really bad. And by the way, who got eliminated last night?
Doug and Karina, Geraldo and Edita, Misha and Artem, the first couple to be eliminated this season is...
Oh, I hate this.
Geraldo and Edita.
Pop, 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 pop. Well, last week he hardly even danced. I did see that because I wanted to see him. I fast forwarded.
Last
to that part.
Week, I thought that the man was standing so stiff. It was a Madame Tussauds wax figure of him. I didn't think it was really him.
I think they were kidding about that on The Five. It's like, you know. Dude, you gotta dance. You gotta move. Yeah. And there was one other person from Fox TV. And I forget who it. Oh, who the hell was it? It was Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson who made it onto the show, and he was eliminated the first week too. And they were giving him a hard time on The Five, saying, "Well, just do us all a favor. Don't be the first person to go."
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was.
And you know. Actually, I've been on Geraldo's radio show on several occasions.
Yes, he's a great guy. Yeah,
he's a great guy. He's great in person. And it was interesting when I physically saw him in person after many years of not really seeing him on television anymore. I'm like, oh, he's a sexy cat daddy. He's in his 70s. He's looking good.
Oh, yeah. No, he's the kind of guy I'd like to sit down and have a few drinks with.
Yeah.
Because, he's like a guy's guy.
But when I saw him on Dance with the Stars, my mother used to always say this. She said, an old man might look good, but you better look under the hood. Ah!
I want to leave you with one last thing. This should come as no surprise to anybody, but there's a new book coming out that claims Kris Jenner was behind the leak of Kim Kardashian's sex tape in 2007. Supposedly, a mutual friend of Kim and Paris Hilton gave Kim the idea, saying it was pretty much a guarantee of fame, and Kim just happened to have that tape that she made with Ray J a few years ago lying around. The book says, quote, it was Kris who engineered the deal behind the scenes and was responsible for the tape seeing the light of day. That's from the Kardashian dynasty. Yes.
Yes, that's exactly correct. And that's old news. And it was already proven that she had a contract with the company that released the
tape.
Was
it Vivid? I don't know.
Vivid. I think it was Vivid. Correct. It was Vivid.
Well, I'm not
sure. So she was literally well knowledgeable and agreeable to that, and she signed the contract. And then they did this whole I didn't know thing to bring more, oh, I got to see this, you know, a forbidden fruit kind of thing. So that's a fact. Yeah, that's true.
I know. So you go, you have that takes her to, you know, probably a billion-dollar industry, which is the Kardashians, to Ray J, who's entering a club with a guy in Detroit, Michigan, with a hoodie and an AR-15 assault rifle.
Right.
What the hell's that about?
Here's what's going on with AJ. AJ Boo, you want to be a thug, but you grew up in a rich household. You trying to be extra black, what you call quote-unquote black. You a punk. You're not a thug. I can kick your ass. You're not tough. Nobody's scared of you, but you want to still some kind of way identify with what one would call a thug or, you know, I'm tough and I'm from the hood. Why are you trying so hard to emulate
this? It's way too hard. Yeah.
It's way too hard, boo. You're not menacing. You came from a very good family. You had a good education. You lived in the, you know,
yeah, a lot of people don't know that, right.
You know, come on. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm from the hood, but I can't kick nobody's ass. But my point is that when I say from the hood, this perception of what people feel we're like in the hood. I grew up in the hood, and I can't kick nobody's ass. I'm not tough. But imagine if you never grew up in the hood. I mean, I've been around people who could fight. I'm not one of them. But imagine if you never even had a fight in your life. He's never had a fight in his life. I've had fights. I just can't beat nobody. He's just a punk.
Oh, he needs to beat himself up for not getting part of that billion-dollar empire. All right, I got to end it there, Lisa Durden. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
We'll do it again next Tuesday right here, okay?
Absolutely.
Have a good week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, world. We'll be back with John Lobertini on KGOA 10.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.